Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Designed and destined for holiness. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, "Be holy because I am holy." 1 Peter 1:15-16. A child complains because he got clothes for Christmas instead of toys. A teenager is disappointed because he received a savings bond rather than the car he had requested. In each case, the gifts were wise while the requests were short-sighted. Even in the Christian life, desires often get in the way of deeper joys. Holiness may not be high on your list of most wanted gifts, but it does bring joy to God and to His children because it fulfills the purpose for which God created you. Oswald Chambers challenges you to remember your calling. Walk with Oswald Chambers, a student of the arts turned into a student teacher of God's Word in the late 1800s to early 1900s. Continually restate to yourself what the purpose of your life is. The destined end of an individual is not happiness, not health, but holiness. The one thing that matters most is whether a person will accept the God who will make him holy. At all costs, one must be rightly related to God. Do I believe I need to be holy? Do I believe God can come into me and make me holy? God has one destined end for humans' holiness. He is not an eternal blessing machine for people. He did not come to save people out of pity. He came to save people because He had created them to be holy. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13 to chapter 2, verse 3.
Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at His coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as He who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, "Be holy because I am holy." Since you call on a Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through Him you believe in God, who raised Him from the dead and glorified Him, and so your faith and hope are in God. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring Word of God. For all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. 1 Peter 2. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good.
Those who attain power, fame, or wealth are applauded and emulated by the world. But God says you were created for a different purpose altogether. He made you to be like Him, conformed to the likeness of His Son, Romans 8:29, fitted to enjoy all the blessings and privileges that come with being a saint, a holy one of God. Holiness deserves to become the priority of your life because it is God's purpose for your life. Fulfill that purpose and you will experience a joy that will last forever.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.